From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Mitt Romney's GOP presidential campaign hopes to make the case that his rivals should step aside. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Romney's aides say none of the other candidates has a chance of winning the nomination.
At the Romney campaign's national headquarters, senior staffers laid out the math for the race ahead. As one put it, there are no more Super Tuesdays. The only winner-take-all races ahead are New Jersey, Delaware, Utah, and Washington, D.C. Advisors argue that Romney will pick up delegates even in states he might not win, such as the next states to vote, Alabama, Mississippi, and Kansas. As one aide put it, the nomination is an impossibility for Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum. Focusing on the cold, hard numbers allows these staffers to avoid the demographic challenges Romney has faced in this race. He's had a hard time winning over social conservatives, Tea Party members, and lower-income voters. And in states like Ohio and Michigan, he only won after burying his rivals in an avalanche of negative TV ads, outspending them by as much as 10 to 1. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Boston.
Senate Democrats and Republicans have reached an agreement on a $109 billion transportation bill. There are 30 amendments to the proposal, including one to extend energy-related tax breaks and two competing proposals on the Keystone Pipeline project. House Speaker John Boehner has warned rank-and-file Republicans that he'll bring the Senate measure to the floor if they fail to quickly pass their own version. The Committee to Protect Journalists in Russia is urging police there to investigate attacks on reporters covering demonstrations. As NPR's Martha Wexler reports, Moscow's police chief has already directed his force to treat journalists with respect.
Monday evening, thousands of Muscovites gathered to protest the election that returned Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to the presidency. After the speeches ended, some demonstrators stayed and vowed to occupy Pushkin Square. Police moved in, roughed them up, and detained at least 100 people. In the melee, police used force against at least two journalists, including a woman reporter who suffered a concussion. The Moscow police chief has now instructed his officers to respect journalists' credentials and, as he put it, not beat them on the head with batons. Violations of these instructions will be taken seriously and investigated, he said. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. Treasury Department is selling some of its stock in insurance giant AIG, which received a U.S. taxpayer bailout in 2008. Treasury still owns 77% of AIG's common shares. It says AIG will buy back $3 billion worth of common stock and repay the government's remaining $8.5 billion investment in the company's preferred stock. Last month, AIG reported fourth quarter earnings of almost $20 billion. This is NPR News. A research group is asking the Food and Drug Administration to classify superbugs as rare diseases. The aim is to make it more appealing for pharmaceutical companies to develop a new method to fight drug-resistant bacteria. The FDA says it's important to fight superbugs, as well as the problem of overusing antibiotics. One of pro football's greatest quarterbacks is now a free agent. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the Indianapolis Colts released Peyton Manning rather than pay him a hefty bonus due this week.
Peyton Manning missed all of last season after multiple neck surgeries. The Colts plummeted to a 2-14 record, which earned them the first pick in the college draft, likely to be star quarterback Andrew Luck. Plus, the Colts owed Manning a $28 million bonus in the next few days if he stayed on the roster. Considering all that, the announcement wasn't a surprise, but still tough for Manning, who's only played for the Colts since joining the NFL in 1998.
I've been a Colt for almost all of my adult life. But I guess in life and in sports, we all know that nothing lasts forever.
Manning turns 36 this month. If he fully recovers from his neck surgeries, he could be the biggest free agent prize in NFL history. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Government officials in Beijing say China is developing a new fund for co-financing movies. The announcement comes a week after Vice President Xi Jinping unveiled new rules to give foreign films greater access to China's movie market. In turn, China hopes to learn from Hollywood how to develop and market commercially successful movies. Box office receipts in China rose a third last year to more than $2 billion. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.